Сегодня утром во время нашей беседы об этом благословенном событии Шри Говардхана Пуджа
we heard about how Krishna transformed a typical Hindu tradition that was being followed
for many generations преобразил типичную индуистскую традицию, которую следовали много поколений.
Enlightening and meaningful festival.
Просветляющий фестиваль, исполненный радости и
значения.
Раджабаси проводили Индрапуджу каждый год. Из чувства долга.
To Indra.
По отношению к Индре.
For their crops and cows.
Чтобы обрести достаточное количество дождя для своих растений.
To give a sense of allegiance to their forefathers and foremothers
who established
this tradition.
По отношению к своим предкам, которые установили эту традицию.
So it wasn't anything very exciting.
Но в этом не было ничего особенного.
It was something they would do for certain religious purposes.
Это то, что они делали просто ради исполнения определенных целей.
But when Krishna told them worship Govardhan Hill instead, along with the cows and the Brahmins, and gave them instructions how to do so.
It was
the most jubilant, ecstatic festival for all of their hearts.
What
was the difference between the Indra Puja and the Govardhan Puja? One was dry.
Первый
was overflowing with nectar.
Был сухим, а второй был переполнен нектаром.
The difference was simply
разница заключается
that was, one was done
просто в том, что первый
out of religious duty,
делался как исполнение религиозного долга,
and the other was done with pure love,
а второй делался с чувством чистой любви, с бхакти.
Because the Govardhan Puja pleased Krishna.
Потому что Говардхана Пуджа.
Ultimately, that's the only thing the Brijabasis are concerned with.
А это в конечном итоге единственное.
What will please Krishna?
О чем беспокоится Бриджабаси? Как удовлетворить Кришну?
From an intellectual perspective.
С интеллектуальной точки зрения.
If the Brahmins of Vrindavan and the cowherd men and cowherd ladies.
Брахманы Вриндавана.
If they wanted to.
Также пастухи и пастушки.
Refer to scriptures and scrutinize.
Если бы они хотели тщательно
изучить
Писание, чтобы понять, должны ли они поклоняться холму вместо Индры, возможно, у них возникли бы какие-то сомнения. Но они так сильно любили Кришну, что все, что угодно, что удовлетворяет его,
goal of their lives. Nothing else matters.
Становится единственной целью их жизни.
Sarva
dharman puritya
jam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papibhyo moksha yishavi masucha. Krishna tells that abandon all varieties of religion, dharma, and just surrender to me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Nothing to fear.
Всех видов дхарм
нужно просто предаться мне.
И тогда не нужно бояться никаких грехов. Кришна говорит это в Бхагавад-гите, после того, как он уже показал свою вселенскую форму в 11 главе. Увидев эту вселенскую форму, большинство людей согласится, да. Если мы предадимся Кришне, бояться нечего. Уж так или иначе все уничтожается этой формой, а если мы предадимся ему, тогда бояться нечего. Но здесь они вовсе не считали Кришну Богом, Они не читали его всемогущим.
They only knew Krishna.
Они знали только то,
as their loving son,
что Кришна
friend,
это сын, которого они так любят. Это их друг, это их возлюбленный.
At the time, Krishna was only 7 years old.
В то время Кришне было всего-то 7 лет.
Now for those of you who are parents,
те из вас, кто является
родителями,
знаете, что дети еще не так много могут, когда им 7 лет.
What standard would a 7-year-old be in India?
Каков стандарт для 7-летних детей в Индии?
That means the child's in second grade, second standard.
Второй класс в школе.
Small.
Очень маленькие.
But even this little child, 7 years old,
но даже этот маленький 7-летний мальчик,
they were willing to take any risk to make him happy.
Они готовы были пойти на любой риск, чтобы он был счастлив.
That is the beauty of Vrindavan.
В этом красота.
And therefore the festival was absolutely joyful.
Этот фестиваль был абсолютно.
Everyone in Vrindavan was united, making preparations,
были объединены, делая необходимые
приготовления, grinding grains,
нарезая овощи,
milking extra milk from the cows and bringing it together and cooking it and boiling it and making beautiful decorations, making the mountains and the lakes of the Bhoga,
делая целые озера,
decorating the cows and the bulls and the calves. It's a wonderful festival. Everyone was perfectly united.
Все были совершенным образом объединены ради удовольствия Кришны.
And ultimately, why were they so happy performing this Govardhan Puja?
Почему Кришна был так счастлив? Потому что Кришна был счастлив.
Especially happy.
Он был особенно счастлив.
When you water the root of the tree, every part of the tree is satisfied.
Когда вы поливаете корень дерева, все части дерева чувствуют
удовлетворение. So for the devotees, when we satisfy Krishna,
а преданные, когда они удовлетворяют то Кришна, находящийся в сердце, дает нам счастье.
Счастье,
которое превосходит все, что бы то ни было в этом мире.
Так
Кришна отвечает на любовь своих преданных.
Очень
интересно,
потому что
в наше время
for many people, the idea of demigods,
для большинства людей
идея полубогов.
Некоторые вообще не верят в полубогов.
Other people, they believe,
другие люди верят.
But they don't really believe.
Но,
but still they believe.
Не очень верят. Но в общем верят.
In other words, when they do some demigod worship,
то есть, когда они поклоняются полубогам,
they think, you know, of course he exists, but maybe he doesn't exist, but just in case,
конечно,
I should do it.
Они существуют, но может даже и не существуют, но на всякий случай лучше это делать.
But for the Brijvasis, it wasn't like that. This is the Dwapara Yuga, and they knew 100% absolutely for sure about the demigods. They knew 100% for sure that Indra was going to accept this yagya, and then he accepted this yagya for every year for generations and generations and generations. And they knew if they didn't perform the yagya, it wasn't just, you know, if there happens to be an Indra somewhere in the sky, then he's going to be angry. They knew he will be furious.
Ну, где-то там, может быть, в небе, там Индра есть. Они знали,
Индра
будет в небе. Но Кришна сказал, забудьте об Индре. Поклоняйтесь Говардхану.
Think of Indra's position.
Теперь подумайте о положении.
They're taking everything that is meant for him and they're giving it to a mountain.
Они забрали все, что предназначалось ему, и передали это холму и коровам.
Krishna really knows how to crush the pride of his devotees.
Кришна хорошо знает, как сокрушать гордость своих преданных.
But Krishna knows everyone's heart.
Кришна знает сердце каждого.
He knew exactly how Indra would react.
В точности, как Кришна.
When he innocently said, "Let's make mountains of bhoga and offer it to Govardhan," he knew the anger of Indra.
Он знал гнев Индры.
It was such an insult.
Было такое оскорбление.
Krishna promises in Bhagavad Gita, "Konte prati janihi na me bhakta pranashyati."
Konte prati janihi.
Arjuna. You declare it.
Arjuna, ты,
that Arjuna, I will always protect my devotee. My devotee will not perish.
Мой преданный никогда не погибнет.
Krishna told Arjuna to declare it because Krishna is more concerned with protecting his devotee's promise than his own.
Кришна больше стремится защищать
себя. That is the nature of his love.
Себя самого. Такова природа его любви.
But how does Krishna protect his devotee?
Но как Кришна защищает своего преданного?
We may think Krishna will protect me by protecting my health and protecting my body and protecting my devotional consciousness, protecting my property, protecting my family. Krishna protects either directly or indirectly by doing what's best for our spiritual life. And sometimes that means putting us in danger. Sometimes that means allowing us to totally fail. How did he protect the Pandavas when they were banished to the forest for 12 years?
Is
that protection? They lost everything. And Krishna was asked about that. And he said, sometimes, when I show my great compassion to my devotee, I will take everything away. Sometimes I'll take away all property, sometimes I'll take away all friends, sometimes everyone will go against you. And in that state, you realize what has always been true, that you have no one but me, and you turn to me with love. Gajendra was living a very comfortable life, and when he was in that pond, in that beautiful heavenly abode, and the crocodile, sunk his very sharp, long teeth into Gajendra's leg and squeezed with all his might. And there was nothing within Gajendra's power to escape. And he fought for many years, and ultimately he was losing the battle, and his family, and his friends, and everybody around. They were all weeping and crying because they couldn't help him. And Gajendra was totally humiliated. Here's the king of the forest, and he's being totally defeated publicly in front of everyone. That was Krishna's protection. Because otherwise, he would have just lived a happy elephant life until he died.
But in that state,
he remembered Krishna. And he surrendered his heart to Krishna unconditionally and cried out beautiful prayers, invoking Krishna. And Krishna came and brought him back home, back to
God.
So please don't think that because you're a devotee, that means I'm going to suffer. If you're not a devotee, you're going to suffer too. Everyone in this material world has to suffer one way or another according to their particular karma. Good people enjoy some and then they have to suffer. Bad people may enjoy some until their karma comes and they really have to suffer. Other bad people, they're suffering now and they'll suffer in the future.
Некоторые люди страдают очень сейчас. Некоторые люди, они будут страдать в будущем.
We have to get diseased. We have to die. There's always people who are going to be envious of us. Wherever we are, whatever we do, there's always going to be people who want to undermine us and destroy us. Whether you're living as a simple person farming in the country,
чем бы мы ни занимались,
king of a nation,
будь мы крестьяне или цари,
the nature of this world, people are
envious. Но это природа этого мира, люди завидуют друг другу.
People want what you have.
Люди хотят иметь то, что есть у вас.
Therefore, there's always potential conflict.
Поэтому тут всегда возможны конфликты.
Conflict among family members, conflict among
между членами семьи,
races, conflict among nations, conflict among religions,
между странами, между религиями.
And essentially, who knows what's going to happen next?
Кто знает, что случится с нами?
There could be cyclones, there could be floods, there can be earthquakes.
Мгновение, может быть циклон, землетрясение, могут быть войны.
And what can we do about it?
И что мы с этим можем поделать?
Whenever there's war, the vast majority of the population of all the warring parties are just innocent, peace-loving people. They don't even want the war.
В любой войне больше
But a few people on top decide they need war.
Мирные жители.
And who suffers?
И они страдают от
нее. A few people on top are usually hidden away. And the innocent people.
Руководители обычно прячутся где-то.
Their sons have to go to fight and get killed. And then their houses are being bombed. And
мирные жители, их сыновья идут воевать, жилища разрушаются, они гибнут. Это война.
That when Krishna puts his devotee in difficulty, that's something very
что когда Кришна вмещает своего преданного в тяжелое положение, то это так сложно принять. Но это природа этого мира, трудности, где бы мы ни были.
But Krishna puts us in, or he allows just the right kind of difficulty to come so that he can be there for us to save us.
Только определенным трудностям.
Otherwise we become complacent.
Чтобы спасти нас, иначе мы успокоимся.
So Indra is a very powerful devotee.
Индра это очень.
We were discussing this morning.
Мы говорили об этом утром.
Not anyone can become Indra.
Не каждый может стать
You have to be a very responsible devotee who has really performed amazing, incredible forms of service in the past.
Очень ответственным, преданным,
extremely pious.
Очень много служения в прошлом, чрезвычайно благочестивым.
Someone who has performed many, many, many yagyas.
Кто совершил множество, множество ягий.
What is a yagya? We do little yagyas, and we think, oh, very nice, I am purified. But the types of yagyas to become Indra are not just little homas. They're very, very elaborate sacrifices. It may take years just to prepare for one.
Могут идти годы, чтобы только подготовиться к одному такому жертвоприношению.
And it has to be done meticulously well, and it goes on for sometimes days or weeks or months.
И они должны продолжаться иногда днями, неделями, месяцами.
Perfectly according to Vedas.
И должны делаться в полном соответствии с Ведами.
Such a person, Krishna gives such a big responsibility.
И вот такой личности.
You have the duty.
Кришна дает такую великую ответственность.
To keep everyone alive in the universe.
Вы получаете ответственность заботиться
by providing
о поддержании жизни всех
That's a serious responsibility, isn't it?
Обеспечивая их дождями. Это ответственность.
It's not that he said, oh, well, I can't do it today, I have to chant my rounds.
Мы не можем сказать, ну, сегодня я этого делать не могу, мне нужно джапу
начитать. He has to be there. To be monitoring.
Это делать. Это обязательно.
Everything.
Мы должны делать
And he's doing it for Krishna.
И делать это для Кришны.
But there's a problem.
Но есть одна проблема.
That wealth.
В том, что богатство.
Power.
Могущество.
Prestige.
Престиж.
Has the irresistible nature
обладают
to make us proud to think that I am better than others
заставлять нас гордиться
and as soon as you start thinking like that
чем другие
then the disease that I am the proprietor
думать так Это болезнь того, что
мы
считаем себя владыками.
And this could happen in a very, very subtle way.
И это очень тонким образом происходит.
We could be given a position in Krishna consciousness.
Даже если нам дается какое-то положение в сознании Кришны.
And we can think, this is my service.
Мы начинаем думать, это мое служение.
Even if someone else can do it better, and everyone else wants that person to do it. No, this is my service.
Кто-то может сделать это лучше, и все хотят, чтобы он делал это служение. Но мы говорим, это мое служение.
It's Krishna's service.
Это не наше служение, служение Кришны.
What does service mean?
Что такое служение?
Service does not mean I do what I want, how I want, when I want.
Делаю то, что я хочу и так, как я хочу.
Service means whatever makes you happy, Krishna.
Служение означает делать то, чего хочет Кришна.
And Krishna reveals what makes him happy through the guru and the sadhus and the scriptures.
Что ему
It's very simple.
Через гуру, через садху и через писание. Это очень просто.
So Indra is being glorified by demigods. He has the most beautiful women all around him dancing and making nice prasad for him.
И подносит ему прекрасный прасад.
He has brahmins chanting mantras for him by the thousands.
Тысячи брахманов повторяют мантры для Него, Его имена, Его славу.
Magnificent palaces.
Роскошные дворцы.
The palace is not his. It belongs to the post of the King of Heaven.
Это не Его дворец. Этот дворец принадлежит Его
положению,
Царя Небес. Правильно сознание
таково,
что я просто исполняю обязанности, занимая этот пост. Это не мое.
This happens to most devotees,
это происходит большинством преданных, к несчастью.
Krishna gives power.
Кришна дает
Krishna gives facility.
Кришна дает возможности.
And we think this is mine.
И мы думаем, это мое.
And we think it is mine to enjoy.
Думаем, я должен этим наслаждаться.
And we become proud.
Начинаем гордиться.
Ahankara vimudatma. Due to the false ego, we think we are the doer.
Из-за ложного эго мы думаем, что это мы делаем это.
That false pride destroys.
Это ложное эго.
Our devotional service.
Разрушает наше преданное служение.
It corrupts the heart.
Оно разрушает наше сердце.
Krishna doesn't really appreciate any service that is offered with this type of false pride.
Которое предлагается вот с такой ложной гордостью.
We read in Chaitanya Charitamrita about the leper Vasudev.
Читаем в Чайтанья Чаритамрите о прокаженном Васудеве.
He was suffering such horrible leprosy for so many years. His flesh was decayed.
Его тело разрушалось.
There were limitless worms
бесчисленное количество
eating away his body.
Поедало его плоть.
And if a worm would fall out, he would very respectfully place it back.
Если какой-то червячок выпадал из его тела, он с почтением
thinking this body belongs to him as much as me. Why should I deprive
обратно.
Him of his residence?
Он думал, это тело принадлежит ему меньше, чем мне. Он же там живет.
Lord Chaitanya understood that.
Таково было его настроение. Господь Чайтанья это понял.
He was so humble.
The
Lord Chaitanya came all the way back to Kurumakshetra and embraced Vasudev
and
cured him of his leprosy. Not only that, his body was perfectly healthy and was effulgent. Vasudev was worried. Now people will see me.
Теперь люди увидят меня.
Я получил
такое благословение Господа.
A miracle was made out of my life. What if I become proud?
Я могу начать гордиться.
Then my ability to please Krishna will be spoiled.
Моя способность удовлетворить Кришну испортится.
Better if I remain a leper.
Лучше бы я оставался прокаженным.
Then at least my service will never be contaminated by false pride.
Не будет загрязнено гордостью.
He couldn't think he was better than anyone else in that condition.
том положении, он не мог считать
себя лучше, чем кто-либо. Thinking that every worm was better than him.
Он считал каждого червя лучше себя.
But now he's beautiful.
Теперь он был прекрасен.
Effulgence.
Он сиял.
He was worried.
И он беспокоился.
Because he understood.
Потому что он понимал.
That where there is this false pride, where we think we're the doer and we're clinging to our positions.
Это ложная гордость, когда мы гордимся нашим положением.
If Krishna doesn't favor you much, he'll just let you go on like that. And you will think I'm winning, I'm winning.
Если Кришна сделает с нами, то мы будем продолжать так дальше.
But if Krishna is very kind to you,
но Кришна, если он очень милостив к нам,
take away the cause of your pride, directly or indirectly.
У нас причина нашей гордости, прямо или косвенно.
So he didn't want to take away Indra's position, because Indra was actually doing a very good job.
Кришна не хотел отбирать Индры его положение, поскольку Индра хорошо исполнял свои обязанности.
But he wanted to award Indra an understanding, a realization of the real purpose of life and what he was doing his work for.
Чему он должен стремиться? Для чего он работает?
For Krishna. So Krishna humiliated him.
Поэтому Кришна.
Oh, was Indra ever humiliated?
Заставил его.
He was hissing like an angry snake. He couldn't believe what just happened.
Indra.
He was watching the whole thing and he was getting messages constantly.
Змея, он не мог поверить то, что произошло.
Where is my puja? Every year at this time I get my puja. Where is my puja?
В это время мне подносили пуджу. Где моя пуджа?
They already gave it to this mountain in Vrindavan.
Но они отдали всё этой горе в Вриндаване.
They gave my puja to a mountain?
Мою пуджу отдали горе.
They gave my offerings to cows?
Мои подношения отдали коровам.
He was furious.
Он был в гневе.
And Krishna was in his heart watching, thinking, yes, it's working, it's working.
Наблюдал и думал, сработало, сработало.
Perfect, perfect.
Замечательно, совершенно.
Indra, he wanted to show his almighty power.
Показать свое.
He called for the Samvartaka clouds.
И он вызвал облако Самвартака.
Now none of you have seen Samvartaka clouds in this life.
Никто из вас не видел облако.
Because when you see them, you don't see anything else after that.
Если вы его увидели, то больше вы ничего уже не увидели в этой жизни.
Srila Prabhupada was talking about arsenic. He said the scientists say that it doesn't have a taste. But how do they know? Because as soon as you taste it, you die. So nobody knows what it tastes like. It's speculation.
Как Прабхупада шутил, что ученые говорят, что какой-то яд не имеет вкуса. Откуда они знают? Любой, кто попробовал, умирает.
Они этого не знают.
Вот это облако Самвартака предназначено исключительно для разрушения Вселенной в момент Пралая.
When Samvartaka clouds rain,
когда начинается
within
дождь,
a very short amount of time,
за очень
короткое
the Earth
время, planet is one ocean with not a single island,
превращается в один сплошной океан без единого
острова,
ну, кроме Навадвипа.
Годрумдвип remains even during the Pralaya.
Годрумдвип остается даже во время Пралая.
In the scriptures.
Это объясняется в Писаниях.
Very powerful rains. And Indra was out of control with anger.
И Индра не мог сдержать своего гнева.
You see, if you have a boil on your body, if somebody squeezes it, it really hurts.
Если у вас есть рана на теле,
if you don't have a boil on your body, you can squeeze that same part, and it doesn't really hurt.
Ковыряет, то это ужасно. Если там нет раны,
if you even breathe on it, if it hurts,
то это ничего
страшного.
If somebody
even looks on it,
если там есть этот нарыв, то если кто-нибудь даже посмотрит на него, это уже больно.
So where there's pride, there's like a boil filled with that pus.
А это гордость подобна язве.
By dishonoring Indra,
и Кришна,
oh, it hurts so bad. Indra is a kshatriya.
Выражая это непочтение к Кришне,
Gita tells that for kshatriyas, dishonor is worse than death.
Индра это кшатрия. Для кшатрии бесчестие хуже смерти.
So Indra sent those Samvartaka clouds.
И Индра послал это облако Самвартака и сказал
ему: have the power to destroy entire planets with all of your energies. I want you to focus exclusively on the village of Vrindavan and destroy the cows and the gopas and the gopis. Go now. Samvartaka clouds are obedient. Like in military, they're like the generals, soldiers.
Как на войне солдаты послушны.
The commander-in-chief is telling them to attack.
Если главнокомандующий
говорит, they can't say, well, sir, we don't really think it's a good idea.
Они отвечают, мы думаем, что это не очень хорошая идея.
They'll be killed. You attack.
Их убьют за это, они должны идти в атаку.
And in Vrindavan, suddenly, massive black clouds formed into the sky.
Огромное черное облако.
And they stretched practically throughout the universe, these clouds.
Это облако закрыло всю вселенную. Оно было огромным.
So thick that even the sharpest axe could not cut through them.
Настолько
most clouds you can fly an airplane through.
Что их его прорубить топором было невозможно.
Clouds, if the airplane tried to go through, they would just go, they would crash and fall.
Вы можете преодолеть на самолете.
That's how thick.
Но облако Самвартака ни один самолет преодолеть не сможет, он просто разрушится. Так, такое облако.
And the entire world was in pitch darkness.
И весь мир погрузился.
Except for Vrindavan.
Кроме Вриндавана.
Because by Krishna's own arrangement,
поскольку по устроению Кришны,
his toenails radiated an effulgence that completely lit up the whole of Vrindavan.
Ногти на его стопах излучают такое сияние, которое освещает весь Вриндаван.
This was the first insult to Indra.
Это было первым оскорблением Индры.
Then they started to rain.
Затем начался дождь.
First there was thunder.
Сначала
very,
был гром.
Very deep thunder. Tumultuous thunder.
Мощный гром.
And lightning.
Молния.
When the rain started falling, it didn't come in drops.
Дождь, он падал не каплями.
It came in columns.
Он падал like колоннами.
It was like millions and millions and millions of rivers falling from the sky.
Это как будто миллионы рек падали с неба. Вы можете себе это представить?
It described the, it was like the trunks of banyan trees.
Это как будто стволы баньяновых деревьев падали.
Falling at high speeds.
Они падали на землю с огромной скоростью.
Then by Indra's control,
и по воле Индры,
it became freezing cold.
Стало
чрезвычайно холодно. And not only were there torrents and torrents of rain, but there was also hailstorms.
И не только потоки дождя.
Where it's so cold that some of the rain turns into ice, balls of ice.
И град, огромные градины, которые превращаются в дождь.
I've been to places in America where it hails, and the ice balls get this big.
В которых градины падают вот такого размера.
And they come down really fast.
И они падают быстро. Очень опасно.
I've seen.
Очень опасно.
And my father, he used to like when this happened. Because his profession was fixing automobiles.
Мой отец очень любит, когда идет такой град.
And the,
потому что
the
его профессия
hail would put dents in the
automobiles
and break the windshields of the automobiles, and everybody would come and bring in their automobiles to get fixed.
Такой град, он ломает автомобили, пробивает шины, и все привозят ему свои автомобили на починку.
Everyone with him was in distress.
Кроме него, все
расстраиваются. Pillars and pillars of rain pouring down.
Колонны дождя падали вниз, и град падал вниз.
And the cows,
и коровы,
they were trembling.
Дрожали.
And their little tender calves The mother cows were crying, thinking, how to protect my calf.
Плакали, и коровы не могли их защитить.
Loose skin that comes below their neck. The traditional Indian cows. So they would cover their little calves with the skin from their neck.
Обычно это кожа, она свешивается.
To protect them from the rain. Although they themselves were totally exposed to the hail and the rain. Selfless love of a mother. Let me die, but let my child be protected.
Обычно матери думают, пусть я умру, но я защищу моего ребенка.
And the bulls, they were very angry.
И быки были разгневаны.
This rain would bounce off their horn, then go on to their hump and splash into pieces.
На их рога.
And the bull would just look up at the crow, at the clouds with red, angry eyes and roar.
Смотрели на это облако красными от гнева глазами.
And the gopas and the gopis.
А гопы и гопи,
they could see. It's just a matter of minutes
until
we are all destroyed.
Всего несколько минут, и все мы погибнем.
So taking the cows in front of them, they all approached Krishna.
И собрав всех коров,
Krishna, Mahabha,
они все обратились к Кришне.
He said, Krishna, please.
Krishna, пожалуйста.
Indra's very angry.
Индра очень разгневан.
Please be merciful and protect us. Look at how your cows are suffering so much. You always protect your cows. Please protect your cows. And all of us too. Although they were always worried about Krishna and always thinking that they were the ones protecting Krishna, whenever there was danger that was beyond their control, they turned to Krishna spontaneously. Krishna looked at them and smiled. And he was thinking in his mind, Indra is very angry.
Похоже, Индра разгневался.
Now I am going to make him even more angry.
Сейчас я сделаю его еще более сердитым.
So by Krishna's yoga maya potency,
благодаря потенции йога
created a pathway where no rain was falling.
Была создана определенная дорожка.
And he quickly walked through that pathway to Govardhan Hill.
И по этой дорожке
not a drop of rain touched his turban or his
Hair, ни капли дождя не попало ни на его тюрбан, ни на его волосы, ни на какую часть его тела.
Then, like a playful child,
и как игривый ребенок,
lift a tiny little insignificant mushroom,
поднимает маленький
Krishna
грибок,
lifted
Krishna
the Govardhan Hill.
Поднял холм Говардхан.
Now today, Govardhan Hill is 21 kilometers around. At that time, 5,000 years ago, it was several times bigger. When Krishna uprooted Govardhan from the ground, it made a tremendous sound. The earth was shaking. It was rumbling. Lifted. And then stood right in the middle, holding it with the little finger of his left hand. As Govardhan Hill was being lifted, dirt was falling from its sides. Just according to Giriraj's own design. When the dirt was falling, it fell all around the hill, so that whatever water that was coming off the umbrella of Govardhan Hill could not get inside.
It
was like a wall that stopped it. Then Krishna called out to all the Brijabasis.
Now
just see, Giriraj is so merciful, he has become an umbrella to protect you from the rain. Now let us all stand under this umbrella of Sri Giriraj, and we will have a good time together. Please come.
So
all the cows, all the calves, all the bulls, all the gopas, all the gopis, they all came under Govardhan Hill.
Все вместе собрались под холмом Говардхан.
And everyone crowded around Krishna.
И все столпились вокруг Кришны.
Beautiful darshan of Giridhari.
получая этот прекрасный даршан Гиридхаре, который был так прекрасен.
He was actually in a threefold bending form.
Он стоял изогнутый в трех местах.
With his left hand holding the hill.
Его левая рука держала холм.
And his feet crossed.
Его ноги были переплетены.
The essence of all beauty.
Он был так прекрасен. Это суть всей красоты.
Everyone simply gazed upon Krishna.
Все просто смотрели на Кришну.
Completely satisfied.
Были полностью удовлетворены.
The gopis, their eyes were like chakori birds.
Глаза гопи были подобны
chakori bird. Unblinkingly stares upon the beauty of the moon.
Не мигая.
The chakora bird is nourished by drinking through its eyes the rays of the moonlight.
Лунным светом, воспринимая его
светом. Similarly, the gopis of Vrindavan,
гопи Вриндавана,
unblinkingly they gazed upon the beauty of Krishna.
На красоту Кришны.
And how Krishna reciprocated.
The
gopis through their glance,
гопи своими взглядами,
they brought Krishna through their eyes into the core of their hearts.
Кришну через глаза
помещали
в глубину своего сердца, там обнимали его.
And Krishna,
и Кришна,
embraced them back,
обнимал их также.
In the deepest, purest spiritual love,
в самой чистой,
they were enjoying
и глубокой духовной любви,
of intimate love with Krishna.
Расой.
As they were simply watching that form of Giridhari.
Просто глядя на этот облик Гирираджа.
And everyone else. In fact, all the Brijavasis, all the cows, the calves, the bulls, everyone.
Все коровы, телята, все.
They were all thinking
все думали,
that Krishna is only
что Кришна
gazing
смотрит
on me.
Только на меня.
There were so many thousands, millions of people under that hill. Shri Giriraj. But everyone was thinking, Krishna is just gazing on me. He was fully satisfying everyone's innermost heart's desire.
Удовлетворял полностью сердечные желания каждого.
Except Yashoda.
Кроме Yashoda.
Her motherly parental affection.
Её материнские чувства.
Very difficult for her to see a little 7-year-old Gopal standing with a gigantic mountain
стоит
on the tip of his little
горой, держа её на кончике своего пальца.
She spoke to Krishna.
Она обратилась к Кришне.
She said, "Krishna, you are so impotent. You have no control over your senses or your mind."
Ты такой нетерпеливый. Ты не можешь владеть своими чувствами. Зачем ты это сделал? Это была наша семейная традиция поклоняться Индре на протяжении многих поколений. И зачем ты его оскорбил? Теперь ты видишь, что он так разгневан. Что ты наделал? И я вижу,
it is a soft,
as
fresh, creamy butter.
Мягкая,
and then
масло.
I see that on top of it is this massive, very hard, heavy mountain called Govardhan. How could my motherly heart tolerate seeing you in this condition? Then Mother Yashoda, with very, very intense feeling, she prayed to Shri Giriraj.
Огромной силой молила
Гирираджа. О Говардхан Хилл.
О Говардхан.
I beg one boon from you.
Я молю тебя в одном благословении.
Please be compassionate upon me.
Будь милостив ко мне.
And as long as you're sitting on Krishna's finger,
и сейчас,
please be very soft and be very light.
На пальце Кришны, пожалуйста, будь очень мягким и очень легким.
Hearing this, Madhu Mangal,
also
known as Batu,
которого также зовут Бату,
he said to Yashoda, "Why are you in anxiety?
Почему ты беспокоишься?
Krishna's not in any distress.
Кришны нет никаких проблем.
If it wasn't for Krishna insulting Indra and Indra getting angry, we would not have the opportunity to enjoy this sweet, sweet darshan of Krishna holding Govardhan Hill, Giridhari Ki Jai.
У нас бы не было возможности получать этот сладостный даршан Кришны для славы Гирираджу. Ишода Майя сказала,
foolish boy, what are you talking?
Ты глупый мальчишка, что ты говоришь?
How could a little boy holding a massive heavy object like a mountain be something sweet?
Может держать горы, что в этом может быть такого приятного?
And Krishna smiled.
И Кришна улыбался.
He said, "Mother, don't think like this. I am in no distress. In fact, this is fun. I'm having so much fun."
Я просто наслаждаюсь. Я наслаждаюсь этим.
Don't think that I'm holding up Govardhan Hill.
Не думай, что я держу.
Гирирадж is so merciful.
Гирирадж настолько милостив.
That he's by his own mystical powers, he's floating in the air.
Плавает в воздухе.
And I'm just holding my finger up and just touching. There's no weight at all.
Касаюсь его.
In fact,
пальцем.
I'm having so much fun. I'm just an instrument.
Я наслаждаюсь.
Yashoda Mai's heart was very worried.
Сердце Ишоды очень беспокоилось.
She said, "If that's true,
она сказала, если это так,
that Giriraj is just floating, then prove it to me.
Плавает, тогда
have Giriraj come off your beautiful lotus-like, soft, butterly hand,
пусть тогда
Giriraj, and let him fly around the sky on his own. Then I'll know that this is true."
Лотосного пальчика и пусть он там летает сам. Тогда я поверю в это.
Madhu Mangal.
Madhu Mangal.
He's a Brahmin cowherd boy.
Он мальчик Брахман.
He said, "Yashoda Mai, it's not that. What all of you are saying is not correct.
Все, что ты говоришь, это
неправда. The truth is, by my Brahmin tejas, by my brahminical powers, I am holding Govardhan Hill.
Это я держу Говардхан.
Yashoda Mai said, "My son." His face is pale, his belly is sunken due to hunger. I see perspiration forming on his forehead. And you're making jokes like this?
Пот падает с лица моего мальчика.
And Nanda Maharaj said, "Yashoda, why are you harassing Madhu Mangal like this? Everything he's saying, Krishna is laughing and smiling. He's encouraging Krishna. He's appreciating. Krishna's appreciating.
And taking pleasure from his words." Он наслаждается этим.
When the Brijavasis were watching this form of Gopal, Giridhari, describing the most charming darshan they were receiving. Here is Gopal with his most enchanting bluish form, which is the color of a newly formed monsoon cloud. And he's standing with three bends,
tribanga.
With his left hand, he's holding up the Govardhan Hill. And then with his right hand, just to give pleasure to his devotees, he takes his flute out from being tucked in his dhoti. All the Brijavasis are watching. Please understand. Every eye was on him only. And Gopal takes out his flute. He puts it to his lips with one hand and plays sweet, beautiful melodies as he's gazing upon all the devotees and moving his head back and forth. Devotees' hearts were charmed by the sweet sound of his flute. But Madhu Mangal became very worried.
So Gopal,
please, stop playing your flute, because we have, if Giriraj hears this flute, he might go into ecstasy and faint.
And
if he faints, he'll fall off your finger and we'll all be crushed to death. And another thing, we have seen, when you play your flute, liquid objects become solid, and solid objects become liquid.
становятся твердыми, а твердые становятся жидкими.
We have seen rocks and stones.
Видели, как камни
melt in ecstasy to the sound of your flute.
От звуков твоей флейты.
And Гирирадж is your best devotee.
А Гирирадж лучший из твоих
преданных. If Гирирадж listens to your flute, he might melt into ecstasy. And if he does, we will all drown to death.
Если будет так, то мы все захлебнемся.
Another cowherd boy said.
Другой мальчик пастух сказал.
Гирирадж is a very elevated, great soul.
Очень возвышенная.
And he will certainly be patient and control his ecstatic symptoms for the sake of all of us. So there is nothing to fear.
Поэтому бояться нечего.
One Brijabasi spoke to Srimati Radharani.
Обратился к Шримати Радхарани.
Said, Radharani, please, you are the essence of all beauty.
Ты суть всей красоты.
Please do not move your eyebrows.
Пожалуйста, не двигай бровями.
Because Krishna is gazing at everybody, but he's also gazing at you. And if he sees you move your eyebrow, he may tremble in ecstasy, and the Гирирадж will fall off of his finger.
Гирирадж может упасть с его пальца.
Krishna heard that.
Кришна услышал это.
And he looked at Srimati Radharani. And when he saw her, it doesn't say in the Ananda Vrindavan Champu, but it appears she may have raised her eyebrow because he did begin to tremble.
На самом деле начал дрожать.
And when he started to tremble,
когда он начал дрожать,
different his hair started standing on end, and different ecstatic symptoms started manifesting upon him.
Признаки стали проявляться в нем.
Feeling Radharani's love,
чувствуя любовь Радхарани,
and he was shaking, and the mountain started moving.
Он задрожал, и гора начала двигаться.
Instantly, all the elderly cowherd men took their sticks,
и тогда,
and they put it under the hill,
старшие пастухи взяли свои палочки,
to hold it up.
И
thousands and thousands of gopas.
Начали пытаться поддерживать ими гору. Тысячи гопов начали пытаться поддерживать Дуардхан. И Мадхумангал
засмеялся
и сказал старшим, что вы делаете?
Кришна не нужен вашей помощи.
Что вы делаете? Вы просто почесываете Гвардхан своими палками.
Please understand.
Пожалуйста, поймите.
My friend Krishna is the younger brother of the all-powerful Balaram.
Кришна, младший брат всемогущего Баларама.
He has no need of any of your help.
Он не нуждается в вашей помощи.
Krishna was smiling.
Кришна улыбнулся.
Krishna said to Мадхумангал, "Why are you saying like this to them?"
Почему ты так говоришь им?
He said, "They are offering me loving service in their parental affection of Vatsalya
Rasa.
They're holding their sticks on there. They're in their parental love. Why are you interfering?
Let them think like this. Пусть они думают так."
Meanwhile,
в это время,
Mother Yashoda,
мать Яшода,
it was very intolerable.
For
all this time, Krishna didn't eat anything.
Все это время Кришна ничего не ел.
She was saying, "Krishna,
она сказала, Кришна,
you must be hungry.
Ты должно быть голоден.
Look at your stomach; it's all caved in.
Посмотри на твой живот; он уже втянут внутрь.
And your face, it looks like
it looks
like a lotus flower in a snowstorm in the winter."
Зимой.
This is unbearable for me to see.
Меня это невыносимо
Please,
видеть.
I have
Пожалуйста.
Very soft,
У меня есть очень мягкие,
creamy cakes for you to eat.
Для тебя.
Please eat them.
Пожалуйста, поешь.
And your friends can eat them too.
И друзья тоже могут их поесть.
When Мадхумангал heard this, he said,
да. Мадхумангал услышал это.
Krishna, what your mother is saying is correct.
Он сказал, Кришна. То, что говорит твоя мама, это правильно.
You need to eat, and so do we.
Тебе нужно поесть, и нам, кстати, тоже.
So Yashoda Mai was saying, please, please remove your flute from your mouth, so I can put some food in your mouth.
Убери флейту от твоего рта, тогда я смогу положить туда пищу.
In this way.
Таким образом.
The lifting of Govardhan Hill was the fulfillment of all the desires of all the Brijabasis.
Это поднятие холма Говардхан было исполнением всех желаний всех
Usually, the gopis would meet Krishna in the evening. The gopas would be with Krishna in the daytime.
Гопы видели его днём.
And throughout the night, the gopas would be in separation. Throughout the day, Nanda and Yashoda and the other older cowherd people would be in separation, and the gopis would be in separation in the day. And they would all be longing to be with Krishna. For the Brijavasis, the blinking of an eye, even when they were standing in front of Krishna, seemed unbearably long. And Lord Chaitanya, in the mood of a gopi, he revealed the truth that where there is such spiritual love, a moment seems like 12 years or more. What is a moment? Nimesh. The scriptures explain the calculations of time.
В Писаниях объясняется исчисление времени.
When you blink your eye,
когда вы мигаете,
the amazing thing is when you blink your eye, you don't even see any darkness, do you?
Когда вы мигаете, вы даже тьмы не
When you do it on purpose, you may somehow or other see it because it's not a natural blinking of eyes. But natural blinking of eyes is when you don't even know you're doing it. It's
когда
just happening.
Когда это естественное моргание, вы даже не замечаете тьмы.
It seems like there's no darkness at all. Everything is in front of you.
Никакой тьмы. Все остается перед вами.
But during a blink,
но когда вы мигаете,
the time that the eyes, that the upper eyelid and lower eyelid touch,
время, когда верхний и нижний век соприкасаются,
I think 1/12 of that or something.
Это доля,
That's
1/20.
A moment.
Называется мгновение.
And for the gopis, without Krishna, a moment was like 12 years or more.
Но для гопи одно мгновение без Кришны было подобно 12
годам. In this Govardhan Lila, Krishna is with all the cowherd boys, all the cowherd girls, everyone, and according to their particular rasa, he was fully reciprocating with their love. 24 hours a day, non-stop.
В день без перерыва.
For 7 days.
На протяжении 7 дней.
It was the most wonderful experience.
Это был самый замечательный опыт.
For all 7 days, 24 hours a day, Krishna was joking and laughing and making all sorts of funny remarks and hearing funny remarks from the gopas, the cowherd boys.
Всякие юмористические замечания.
And nobody got tired. Nobody got hungry.
Никто не уставал, никто
they were being
не был
nourished
голоден.
Just by seeing that form of Giridhari.
Они получали питание просто созерцая
The cowherd boys were 24 hours a day performing their sakya ras with Krishna to their full heart's content.
Чувствовали свою сакья расу с Кришной до
And the parental vatsalya ras, elder gopis headed by Yashoda and Nanda, 24 hours a day. Krishna was fully reciprocating with their loving motherly and fatherly affection. And for the servants like Raktak and Patrak, they were rendering various services to Krishna. Sometimes they would fan him, sometimes they would bring things. Krishna was reciprocating with them in full. And gopis, just by his glances and their glancings at him, all of their love was being expressed and all of his love for them was being expressed openly in front of everyone. The gopis, sometimes they would look very shy, but they were gazing upon Krishna. Nobody said, don't gaze upon Krishna. With no restriction, practically, they were fully reciprocating Krishna in Madhurya Ras 24 hours a day, 7 days. It is explained as outside there was lightning, and there was thunder, and there was massive rain. Under the mountain was another type of rainstorm. Krishna was like the dark cloud with his Shamsundar complexion, Ganasham. Ganasham means his complexion is like a dark rain cloud. And the gopis, their beautiful golden complexion was like lightning. And Krishna's charming beauty was like rainstorm. And his peacock feather was like a rainbow. And his kastubamani, the jewel upon his chest, was like the sun. It was a storm of ecstatic loving relationships under
Govardhan
Hill. Meanwhile, on top of the hill,
в это время на вершине горы,
there was another festival going on.
Проходил другой фестиваль.
All the animals,
все животные,
they couldn't care less about the rain. And Giriraj himself,
не беспокоились о дожде.
He was being touched
и Гирирадж
by the tip
сам
of Krishna's little finger
касался
of his left hand.
Мизинец Кришны.
Govardhan Hill is so massive in size.
Руки.
That little fingertip touching him was energizing him with so much spiritual ecstasy.
Krishna
through that little finger was infusing Giriraj with his love.
And Giriraj
was just absolutely thrilled. It was such a higher taste that he was experiencing below the hill that he didn't really care what happened on top of the hill.
It was insignificant. It was absolutely insignificant.
In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, "Apuryamana machala pratishtan," that a person who finds inner peace, inner happiness,
the rivers
of happiness and distress and honor and dishonor and pleasure and pain, success, failure, health, disease, these rivers are constantly coming. Sometimes the river is wide, sometimes the river is dry. But the ocean, by the power of its own depth and volume of water, is not affected. Similarly, when that ocean of happiness awakens in our heart by feeling Krishna's love, then whatever may come in this world, it's not really very significant. It's only due to forgetfulness to Krishna that things in this world are so disturbing or so apparently enticing.
Доставляет нам удовольствие.
Giriraj was in ecstasy. Krishna was like the full moon of beauty under him, radiating the light of his grace and touching him with that finger. And Giriraj was in such happiness that Indra's most powerful thunderbolts felt like flower petals. Those torrents of massive rivers of rain pouring at high speed. He was so happy that he just accepted it as a very soothing, refreshing bath. Like an abhishek. And he became very beautiful. He started shining by his own powers. He was shining with cleanliness, sweetness. Seeing this, Indra was becoming more and more angry. He was right there on the scene directing the Samvartaka clouds. Harder, harder, harder. Then Indra sent the most powerful winds of the universe, specifically to blow the hill off the tip of his left finger. Now we have seen cyclones. We have read about them. A couple years ago, New Orleans, one of the most powerful cities in America,
пару лет назад, New Orleans,
cyclone happened.
испытал на себе действия циклона.
Years have gone by, and they still hardly recovered. And who can stop a hurricane? Recently there was a hurricane coming to Florida. And Cape Canaveral, or Cape Kennedy, that's where they make the big rocket ships that they send into outer space. Billions of dollars America spends there. One of the most expensive projects. And you can imagine how the whole U.S. Army will fight to defend that place.
But
there was a hurricane going in that direction. So what did the American president say? Evacuate. Everyone from Cape Kennedy left the place and went some hundreds of miles away so that they wouldn't die. And all the rockets were just sitting there. This is the power of the wind, the power of nature. Even the greatest, most powerful armies in the world cannot defend us from a windstorm. And these are just typical little karmic winds.
Это обычные такие маленькие кармические ветра.
Indra was sending the winds of devastation, the most powerful cyclonic, hurricanic, tornadic winds,
могущественные ураганы всей вселенной,
non-stop with all their forces,
которые без остановки всей своей силой.
And while the winds are blowing, the rain is pouring, and the lightning is trying to smash Гирирадж. Millions of thunderbolts are going right on Govardhan. And Indra himself was doing everything within his own power. And still, nothing happened.
Ничто не происходило.
When Krishna wants to smash your pride,
уничтожить вашу гордость,
he does it. So,
он это сделает настолько искусно.
Because of Гирирадж's ecstasy of being touched by Krishna's little tip of his finger,
которого он касался своим
мизинцем, the deers were just walking around as if nothing was happening on top of the mountain.
На вершине холма, как будто ничего не
происходит. Или вы гуляли,
смотрели на облака и рычали.
Like, what are you doing here? Nonsense.
Подразумеваю, чего вы тут глупостями занимаетесь? И за 7 дней
Indra, the Samvartaka clouds, all the wind gods,
Indra,
everything that happened,
все боги ветра, все, что они
they
смогли
could
сделать,
not remove or even move
они даже не
a single grain of dust or sand from the ground of Govardhan.
На поверхности Говардхана.
Now a little baby can pick up, a little baby can blow on the ground and go... And the dust will go.
Маленький мальчик может подуть на землю, и песочек разлетится.
All the powers of these divine people could not
move a
single grain of dust from its original place.
Ни одной песчинки с Говардхана.
They could not uproot a single blade of grass.
Ни одну
And there's trillions of blades of grass on Гирирадж.
На Гирирадже.
And there were millions of trees in those days on Govardhan Hill.
Миллионы
Indra could not separate one single
Indra
leaf, not even a baby leaf,
ни одного листочка, даже
from a tree.
Маленького листочка с дерева.
And the innocent deers, who are so gentle, they're just dancing around
просто
like
танцевали
they usually do.
Вокруг, как они обычно делали.
The Samvartaka clouds were so absolutely
Облако Самвартака
exhausted.
Было настолько истощено.
They came to Indra.
Оно вернулось к Индре.
They fell at his feet.
Пало к его стопам.
And they said,
сказала,
"We're going home."
Все, иду домой.
We give up. We surrender. There is nothing that we can do
ничего
to
сделать
affect
невозможно.
The Бриджабасис and
невозможно повлиять на Бриджабаси и Говардхан.
But Indra kept trying.
Но Индра продолжал.
He got other resources.
Он созвал другие ресурсы.
And more troops. And attacked and attacked and attacked.
И снова атаковал, и атаковал, и атаковал.
Put all of his energies on his elephant carrier, Airavata.
Энергию на своем слоне, Айравате.
And in the end,
конце,
after 7 days and seven nights,
Indra
saw
ночей,
underneath the hill, everyone's laughing.
Увидел, что под горой все смеются.
Everything, but he's in bliss and a festival with Giridhari. And
там
on top of the hill,
Govardhan
looks like he just had a fresh bath.
Govardhan выглядит так, как будто он слегка умылся.
Indra, his pride was annihilated.
Вся гордость Индры была уничтожена.
Because everyone's watching.
Потому что
and
все
when
наблюдали
his
за этим.
Pride was sufficiently crushed,
и когда его гордость
he
была
finally
разбита на глазах у всех,
really, really devastated.
И он был полностью
he was trying to devastate Krishna.
Он пытался уничтожить
but Krishna
Кришну,
devastated
но Кришна
him.
Уничтожил его.
Here in Mayapur,
здесь, в Майяпуре,
Кешава Кашмири came.
Сюда приходил
he Кешава
Кашмири.
Was extremely proud.
Он был очень горд.
He was considered the topmost scholar
он считался
on the entire planet
величайшим
Earth.
Ученым на всей Земле.
He was Digvijay.
Он был Дигвиджаем.
He traveled all around the country and challenged people.
По всей стране и бросал людям вызов.
And every time he challenged them,
и каждый раз, когда бросал им вызов,
he would defeat them so soundly.
Он побеждал их настолько ярко,
that all the great scholars of the land had to sign a statement. I have been defeated by Keshav Kashmiri. I surrender to him. And he was so proud because he was so smart that wherever he went, there was a procession. He never went anywhere alone, just walking around. That was below his dignity. Sometimes he did.
Иногда ходил.
But when he would come into a particular place, there would be
город,
Brahmins chanting mantras, he would be being carried by four men on a decorated palanquin, there would be musicians playing instruments, and there would be all sorts of propaganda. Keshav Kashmiri is coming, and thousands of people would come just to see this Digvijay
Pandita.
He was very proud. But by Lord Chaitanya's Yogamaya potency, he induced take Keshav Kashmiri one day to just walk alone along the banks of the Ganga. And there he happened to see little Nimai, who was at that time a teacher of grammar. And when Keshav Kashmiri saw the beauty of Nimai Pandit, his heart was very deeply moved. And Nimai, he had already been told about him. Previously, earlier in the day, when Keshav Kashmiri was first coming to town, Nimai's students said, the great Digvijay Pandit, the Keshav Kashmiri is coming. And he has all these processions of Brahmins and musicians and he's carried on a palanquin. They say that he can answer any question and he can defeat any scholar and he knows all the scriptures. In fact, it is known quite widely that the goddess Saraswati has made him her very favorite. And every time he opens his mouth, the divine goddess of learning and wisdom speaks through him.
And
Lord Chaitanya, Nimai, he said something very profound. He says, a great person is like a tree that is filled with fruits. A person who actually has good qualities is like that tree with many
у которого много плодов.
Because of the fruits of the good qualities, the tree always bows down to everyone.
Дерево всегда склоняется перед.
But a tree that has no fruit stands up very straight.
Но дерево, у которого нет плодов,
similarly, if a person is actually blessed by the Lord, if a person is actually great, with good qualities,
обладая хорошими качествами,
manina, manadena, then they will offer all respect to others and not expect respect for oneself.
Если он предлагает почтение каждому, не ожидает почтения к себе.
Krishna does not for very long tolerate false pride in everyone.
Кришна не будет долго терпеть гордость ни в ком.
Very soon his pride will be crushed. So that night when Keshav Kashmiri saw little Nimai, Nimai offered all respects.
Этим вечером,
now he's only a grammar
teacher. Has
learned grammar is the most basic lessons in Sanskrit.
Keshav
Kashmiri had mastered every subject of Sanskrit and beyond.
Мастером во всех областях санскрита и
намного больше. Oh yes, you are Nimai Pandit, that grammar teacher I heard about.
Он сказал, а, это Нимай Пандит. Тот учитель
грамматики,
well,
you're such a great pundit, please compose a poem glorifying
сказал,
Mother Ganga.
Такой великий пандит,
he said it very respectfully and lovingly, Nimai. So Nimai heard that Keshav Kashmiri, he recited
сказал,
over 100 verses,
original.
It's not
стихов.
That he composed them sometime before and had them memorized.
Сходу. Это не то, что он их написал раньше, просто выучил. Он их сочинил прямо на месте.
What appears to be perfect Sanskrit prose and poetry with deep meaning, just standing there on the bank of the Ganges without any warning at all that you're supposed to do this and composing 100 verses, and they were just coming out of his mouth fearlessly without a single hesitation.
Без единой задержки.
He didn't have to like stop and say, let me just think for a second. It just flowed like the Ganga. The glories of Ganga flowed from his mouth like the Ganga flows. And all the students, their mouths were open. They were gasping. They were so impressed.
How could anyone do this? Как способен человек сделать такое?
And Nimai Pandit says,
Nimai Pandit сказал,
that was very good.
No, было очень
now
хорошо.
Please explain to us
теперь,
the good qualities and the faults of your poetry.
Качества и недостатки твоих стихов.
Faults? My poetry has no faults.
В моей поэзии нет недостатков.
And then Nimai began to point out particular
Nimai
flaws in his poetry
that
nobody else except him in the entire world could possibly detect because they were so utterly subtle.
Yes.
It sounded beautiful, but Nimai, through logic, found discrepancies in them. And when he explained that to Keshav Kashmiri, guess what happened?
Догадайтесь, что случилось.
Something that never happened to this man in his entire life.
His
mind went blank.
Его ум просто
опустел. He couldn't think of anything.
Он не мог вообще ни о чем
подумать. Nimai challenged him. These are the problems. Please explain.
Бросил ему вызов. Вот такая проблема. Пожалуйста, объясни. Почему ты сделал эти ошибки?
He could not say a word.
Но он ни
слова не мог сказать. He was trying to speak.
Он пытался
сказать. He was trying to speak of something, but nothing was there.
Но ничто.
He just stood there.
Не мог произнести.
And all the children started to laugh.
Смеяться.
And Nimai said, "No, no, no, do not laugh."
Он сказал, нет, нет, не
do not laugh. And then he spoke. He said, "You must be very tired, that's why you're not answering my question. Because after all, you just composed those 100 verses like the raging wind. You must be very tired. So please go home and study your books, and then tomorrow we'll discuss. Take nice rest." This is how nice Nimai was. He defeated him, but
he made him
He maintained his dignity in front of everyone else.
Но он поддерживал уважительное отношение к нему.
That night, Keshav Kashmiri was in his room.
Keshav Kashmiri
and every night he would worship Saraswati.
Каждую ночь он поклонялся Сарасвати.
He was crying.
Он плакал.
Saraswati, have I made some offense to you?
Я что, оскорбил тебя?
You always are on my tongue. Whenever I call for you, you're on my tongue to give the most celestial words for me to speak. Today there was nothing there. What offense did I make? Have you abandoned me, Goddess Saraswati? He was so disturbed. He lay down. He went to sleep. And Goddess Saraswati appeared to him. And she told him that this is a secret I'm about to reveal to you. Nimai Pandit is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the cause of all causes. He is the source of everything. He is the ultimate guru of the entire existence. And whatever power I have, I gain only from Him. I worship Him. I surrender to Him. If you are really my follower, you should give up your false pride and you should surrender to me, my Pandit, the Supreme Lord. Then only will your life be perfect. Otherwise, all this mundane knowledge will get you nowhere. Keshav Kashmiri woke up the next morning, early morning, went right to Nimai's house and fell at his feet,
did dandavats, prostrated obeisances.
And Nimai
said,
Panditji, what are you doing? And with folded hands, he revealed his heart. The goddess Saraswati has revealed to me your true identity. And Nimai explained to him that knowledge itself is only a value if it helps us to develop the qualities of a pure devotee. Otherwise, knowledge is a disturbance. And this holds true for a devotee also.
И это верно также для преданных.
If we're studying at MIHE or VIHE, or we're doing our Bhakti Shastris at Radha-Gopinath Temple,
или проходим Бхакти Шастры,
studying all the wonderful, amazing courses for preaching,
у нас там замечательные курсы
or if we're studying the scriptures on our own, we may memorize so many slokas.
Можем выучить много шлок.
We may master philosophy and logic.
Можем стать мастерами философии и логики.
We may be able to conquer others in debate.
Можем побеждать любого в спорах.
But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling us that knowledge only has real value to the degrees it helps us to develop the qualities of pure devotee.
Которая она позволяет нам развить качество чистого преданного.
Trinadapi sunichena taror ibasihishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. One who is humble like a blade of grass, tolerant like a tree, one who offers all respect to others and expects none in return, that person can chant the holy name constantly. Those qualities, knowledge, are supposed to awaken within our hearts. Not only is our philosophy meant to defend our philosophy against opposing philosophies that come from other people in this world, but knowledge is meant to conquer the anartha, a false ego, which is our greatest enemy
in our heart.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Varanasi before the Mayavadi sannyasis headed by Prakashananda Saraswati, and these men were powerful in scholars like no one of today. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came into the room that they were sitting, he sat on a lower platform in the place where all of them had already washed their feet. But he manifested his Brahman effulgence, which attracted them, because they were Brahmavadis and Mayavadis. He's a sannyasi. They said, you are a Swamiji, what are you doing sitting in that lower dirty place? Come up and sit with us.
Поднимись, сядь с нами.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am not worthy to sit with you.
Сказал,
you are very learned, great sannyasi scholars. I am very small. His humility melted their hearts.
Его смирение расплавило их сердца.
Prakashananda Saraswati came down from his raised platform and picked up Lord Chaitanya by the hand and brought him to sit beside him.
Взял Господа Чайтанью за руку.
Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described such a profound philosophy that totally transformed the hearts of all the Mayavadis. And they all became devotees. But try to understand the way the Lord staged this is the very foundational basis of real knowledge is our character.
Любого истинного знания это наши
качества. The qualities that we possess.
Это качества, которыми мы обладаем.
And the foundational characteristics of a Vaishnava.
Главное качество Вайшнава.
Is simplicity.
Его простота.
Humility.
Его смирение.
Forgiveness, tolerance.
Способность прощать, терпение.
And a very sincere eagerness.
И очень искреннее
to serve the Lord.
Стремление служить Господу.
To serve the devotees, to serve people in general, to serve all living beings, and to chant the holy name. Keshav Kashmiri, he said to Lord Chaitanya, do you know how I can understand that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead? You completely destroyed my pride without even embarrassing me in front of anyone else. How is that possible? All the other students were there. You did it in such an expert way. That you destroyed my pride and protected my dignity. Who else could do that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, real knowledge is to understand that I'm the servant of the servant of the Lord and to always chant His holy names in that spirit.
Keshav
Kashmiri, without saying anything to anyone, he left all of his property, all of his wealth, all of his followers, all of his students, everyone behind, and he just disappeared and left Navadvip all alone, filled with ecstatic love by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. He had attained the perfection of knowledge. Ahunam janmanamante jnanavamam papadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. After many births of cultivating knowledge, one finally comes to that point of perfection. Of surrendering to Krishna, knowing He is the cause of all causes and all that is. What is the use if we have so much knowledge if we cannot even cooperate with other devotees? Cooperation takes forgiveness, takes tolerance, takes respect for this, but it pleases Guru and pleases Krishna. Whatever knowledge, whatever austerities we perform, if we're not cooperating, it's that is so displeasing to Guru and Krishna that it's actually undoing all the things you're trying to develop. from a spiritual perspective, all your austerities, Krishna doesn't care about that. Guru doesn't care about your austerities. He doesn't care about your knowledge. If you can't cooperate with other devotees, the foundation of bhakti is good character.
Основа бхакти — это хороший характер.
Prabhupada said in one interview,
сказал в одном интервью,
that philosophy has little or no meaning if it does not produce good character.
Если она не развивает хорошие качества характера.
He said little or no value. I'm sorry, value.
Сказал совсем немного ценности или никакой ценности.
So Indra, he was so deeply insulted.
Был настолько глубоко оскорблен.
By this time, finally he gave up. There was nothing he could do.
Наконец он понял, что ничего не способен сделать.
He just walked away.
Он просто
удалился. I'm sorry. He drove away in his elephant.
Уехал на своем слоне.
And he was devastated. What just happened? I have been totally defeated.
Я был полностью побежден.
And it became nice and sunny out.
И снова вышло солнце. Хорошая погода.
And Krishna was still smiling.
И Кришна все улыбался.
And he said to the Brijavasis, "Now the rains have stopped.
Ну вот дождь
прекратился. And the sun is out.
И солнце вышло.
And we had a wonderful festival for the last 7 days together.
У нас был замечательный фестиваль
последние 7 дней. Now you could all go
дней.
Home and take all your property and your cows and your cats with you.
Заберите всю свою собственность, своих коров, телят.
The Brijavasis didn't want to leave.
Но Бриджабаси не хотели расходиться.
This form of Giridhari was so beautiful.
Этот облик Гиридхари был так прекрасен.
And when we look at the form of Giridhari,
когда мы смотрим на облик Гиридхари,
holding up the Govardhan hill,
держащего холм Говардхана,
or any particular darshan of Lord Krishna,
или на любой облик
Господа Кришны, his beauty is ever increasing.
Его красота постоянно возрастает.
Even if you have the most beautiful painting, or the most beautiful whatever, and it's just the nicest thing you've ever seen, how long can you look at it before you want to look at something else?
Yes?
Even the most beautiful person you know, the person you dream about, if they're standing before you, you could look at them for some time.
You get может стоять
bored.
Перед
you
вами
look at something else.
Какое-то время. Через какое-то время станет скучно.
Захочется
посмотреть на кого-то еще, потому
just,
что
it's
все одно и то же. Одно и то же.
But Krishna's beauty is ever increasing. It's never the same.
Она никогда не бывает одно и то же. Кришна в каждое мгновение увеличивает свою красоту. Каждое мгновение видите Кришну как совершенно нового. Как будто вы никогда не видели его раньше.
Now those 7 days at Govardhan Lila, he's standing like this. He's only shaking his head sometimes and glancing and moving his eyes and
качал головой, улыбался.
But yet, for everyone who was looking at him, it was a totally new experience in every moment.
Новый опыт в
каждое мгновение. Глаза просто пили нектар.
Глаза переполнялись
любовью.
Кришна заливал их своей любовью.
Some of the Brijabasis may have been hoping, Indra, let him just keep doing this forever. We never want to see this darshan stop.
Почему бы тебе не делать это постоянно? Мы никогда не видели такого замечательного
даршана.
И все глубинные желания всех Бриджабаси были полностью удовлетворены на этом фестивале любви.
Then Krishna told them, now you must all go home.
Теперь вы должны идти домой.
So they all smiling,
и все они,
they left.
Улыбаясь, ушли.
And the cows left.
Коровы ушли.
But then all the cows ran back. Because they couldn't give up
затем все
the
коровы
beautiful
вернулись обратно,
darshan
потому что не могли оставить этот прекрасный даршан Гирираджа.
Gopal Srinathji,
Gopal,
with his head and his eyes, he herded all the cows outside.
С глазами, головой, показал, что коровам нужно уйти.
And then how he did it is by his own mystical ways.
своим обычным мистическим способом. Он опустил Гирирадж очень мягко,
в точности
на то самое место, откуда он его поднял.
Как
маленький мальчик кладет гриб обратно на землю.
And then he was walking around to inspect, to see
посмотрел вокруг, проверить,
if any damage was done from the rains
не починил ли дождь каких-то повреждений во Вриндаване.
As Krishna was walking, soon after,
вскоре,
the cowherd men,
пастухи,
they approached Nanda Maharaj.
Пришли к Нанде Махараджу.
They said, Nanda Maharaj,
сказали, Нанда Махарадж,
we want to ask about your son.
Мы хотели бы спросить тебя кое-что про твоего сына.
Your son is such a tender, vulnerable boy of 77 years old.
Твой сын, маленький мальчик, 7 лет.
And here is Govardhan Hill.
А вот это
huge mountain with peaks that sometimes touch the clouds.
Гора, чьи вершины касаются облаков. Тогда Говардхан был не такой, как в наше время. Он держал его своим маленьким пальчиком 7 дней. Как это возможно? Он был как зонтик, который защищал нас от дождя.
And we saw so many other incidences that are just
very
inconceivable for us to understand.
Которые мы совершенно не можем
понять. When he was just a baby,
он был
совсем еще маленьким ребенком,
и огромная демоница Путана пришла, чтобы убить его. Он высосал молоко из ее груди вместе с ее жизнью.
И когда ему
было всего 3-4 месяца,
Шакатасура, that demon that came as a cart, came and with one little kick from his lotus foot, he killed him.
К нему, и Кришна ударил своей маленькой стопой и убил его. Когда ему был год, Тринаварта пришел к нему как огромный ураган и поднял его в небо. И Кришна вручил свой вес, и он упал обратно на землю. И с ним было покончено. И когда он был с своими телятами и мальчиками в Кандироване,
to drink some water.
И они пришли на озеро, чтобы попить воды.
And the demon Bakasura appeared as a massive bird.
Бакасура появился там как огромная птица.
He swallowed Krishna.
И проглотил Кришну.
And then Krishna became so hot.
И Кришна стал таким горячим.
It was effulgence.
В его горле.
Что он выплюнул
Кришну обратно.
He tried to stab Krishna
to death.
And Krishna
он пытался заклевать Кришну своим клювом.
Part of his beak.
И Кришна
lifted it.
Поднял верхнюю часть его крыла и поставил стопу на
верхнюю часть
и разорвал его клюв и все его лицо.
Бакасура
был разорван пополам. Затем был
Калия.
Это огромный змей.
Он имел Кришну в своих койлах. For several hours.
Схватил Кришну своими кольцами и держал его несколько часов.
Но
Кришна выскочил
и танцевал
на его клубоках и победил его и выслал его из Вриндавана в океан.
And today, Indra,
и в этот раз
King of Heaven,
Кришна, царь небес,
torrential storms that are meant to destroy the universe,
шторм, который
Vrindavan.
Мог разрушить всю Вселенную, весь Вриндаван. И Гопал поднял холм Говардхан маленьким пальчиком без усилий.
В Западе есть один из греческих мифов об Атлантах, который держит небо. Ancient paintings of Atlas holding up the universe.
Картины,
and he's always struggling. I mean, not the universe, the world.
Поддерживает мир.
The world, and he's really struggling. He's
и видно, что они очень напряжены.
But Krishna's lifting the hill, and he's smiling.
Кришна поднял холм, улыбаясь.
He can lift the planets. He's
он
through his gravitational
планеты,
forces. He's smiling as all the planets. He doesn't have to hold it up.
Улыбается.
All he has to do is wish it to stay in its orbit.
Своим желанием.
So the cowherd men are saying, today we saw him.
пастухи говорили, увидели, как он, улыбаясь, без усилий, держал холм Говардханы 7 дней.
We are very confused. Who is this Krishna?
Мы сбиты с толку. Кто же этот Кришна? Как он это
делает?
Объясни нам, Нанда Махарадж.
Krishna is so wonderful.
Кришна такой замечательный.
He's attracting our hearts.
Он привлекает наши сердца.
Tell us who he really is.
Скажи нам, кто же он такой на самом деле?
And Nanda Maharaj
said,
"I will dispel all of your confusion.
Я рассею все ваши заблуждения. Пожалуйста, слушайте внимательно."
Krishna had a name-giving ceremony.
У Кришны была церемония наречения именем, которую проводили в тайне, в коровнике.
And there, Garga Rishi.
И там Гарга Риша
performed. And at that time,
совершал эту церемонию. Тогда он сказал:
"Very great secrets about Krishna."
Великую тайну о Кришне.
He said, "This newborn child Krishna has taken birth in many ways in different times."
Маленький ребенок Кришна рождался много раз в разные времена.
He comes to re-establish religious principles. He comes to annihilate the miscreants. He comes
to protect the devotees.
He has come to protect the devotees.
Чтобы защитить преданных.
He has come in the Satya Yuga in a white color.
Он приходит в Сатья Югу в теле белого
света. To establish meditation.
Чтобы учить медитацию.
He has come in the Treta Yuga in a red color to establish the performance of Yajna.
Чтобы утвердить проведение Яги.
He also comes in a beautiful golden complexion in the Kali Yuga to establish the Yuga Dharma of the congregation chanting of the holy name. And now he has come in this beautiful dark complexion. He has come to give the greatest pleasure to all the residents of
Vrindavan.
And he will protect you from all dangers. And he will attract your hearts with divine love. He is as good as Lord Narayan.
Он таков же, как Господь Нараяна.
Please protect him nicely.
Пожалуйста, защищайте его получше.
Now, after hearing this from Garga Muni, Nanda Yashoda understood who Krishna was.
От Гарга Муни.
But every time they'd look at him,
Яшода поняла, кто
это Кришна.
Но каждый раз, когда она произносила его имя или думала о нем, или смотрела на него, постоянно забывали о том, что сказал Гарга Муни.
When Krishna opened his mouth and Mother Yashoda saw the entire universal creation within his mouth and belly,
все космическое проявление в его рту, в его животе.
Она думала,
иногда кричала на этого маленького мальчика, думала, что это мой сын.
Но Кришна улыбнулся.
Она подумала, что я такое думаю?
Garga Muni may have said all this, that he's as good as Lord Narayan, and he protects the devotees, and he reestablishes the religious principles, and he's the supreme.
Well,
what does Garga Muni know? When Krishna's hungry, he cries. And only I can pacify him by giving food. When Krishna's scared, when there's thunder in the sky, he comes running to me, crying with tears in his eyes. He has to sleep next to me.
Он должен спать рядышком со мной.
Because he's so afraid.
Потому что он так боится.
So what does Garga Muni know?
Что знает?
I know who Krishna is. And Krishna knows who I am, and that's all I know. That's all I need to know.
Это все, что мне нужно знать.
This is the Brijabasis.
Это Бриджабаси.
Even though Nanda Maharaj revealed this to the Brijabasis,
хотя Нанда Махарадж это сказал это Бриджабаси.
Because of their love for Krishna.
Все же благодаря своей любви к Кришне.
They couldn't keep that thought that Krishna's
не могли долго эту мысль удерживать, что Кришна Всевышний Господь Нараяна.
Maybe he's a great yogi.
Может быть, он великий йог.
But even that he's a great yogi.
Даже это, что он великий йог.
Those thoughts would come sometimes when he did something very great.
Эти мысли иногда приходили к ним, когда он делал что-то великое.
Then as soon as he looked at them or they looked at him, he was just Krishna.
Затем,
he was just Gopal.
Когда они смотрели на него, они видели просто Кришну, Гопалу, своего возлюбленного.
How is it, they asked Nanda Maharaj, that he can do such superhuman things, but at the same time he'll run and cry when he's afraid?
And
he'll steal butter when he's hungry.
Он ворует масло, когда он голоден.
And then when he's caught, he'll tell lies. He'll say, "I didn't do it."
How can the absolute truth tell lies? Как абсолютная истина может
Therefore,
лгать?
He cannot be the absolute truth.
Значит, он не абсолютная истина.
That's the highest understanding.
Высшее понимание.
The next understanding, until you become completely perfect, is that the absolute truth, whatever he says, is absolute truth. And what may appear to us as a lie is actually the truth. How could Krishna steal anything when everything belongs to him? So all the cowherd men were very happy to hear this. They were very satisfied in their heart. Everyone was satisfied. Except Indra. Now he realized that Krishna's God. Because he's the king of the heavens. He's a demigod. The only possible person that could defeat him is God himself. And I tried to destroy God and his devotees, his cows,
его коров.
Indra was bereaved in anxiety.
Индра был погружен в беспокойство.
Really made an aparad.
Он на самом деле совершил апарадху.
So he went to Brihaspati.
Он пришел к
Брихаспати. And he also went to Lord Brahma. And asked, what can I do? What can I do to atone for this offense?
Что мне сделать, чтобы просить прощения, искупить это оскорбление? Они сказали ему:
When you make an offense to the Lord, only if a devotee prays to the Lord to forgive you, will you be forgiven.
Ты будешь прощен только если преданный будет молиться.
Go to Surabhi.
Иди к Сурабхи.
Krishna loves his cows.
Кришна любит своих коров.
So he went to Surabhi, the mother of Surabhi cows. Now here's the king of heaven with his crown and his coming off of his magnificent throne. And he's going to a mother cow. And explains his situation. And she says, come, we will go. So Indra sees Krishna. They come down to Vrindavan. And Indra is watching and he's seeing Krishna, a small seven-year-old boy, just walking around looking at things. And Krishna completely ignored looking at Indra. As if he was an insignificant blade of grass. Wouldn't even look at him. He did this for Indra's benefit. Then Surabhi approached Krishna.
And
Krishna lovingly looked upon
Surabhi.
And she said, Indra has made serious offense. And he regrets it from his heart. He's come to you to beg forgiveness and to surrender. Please accept him.
Пожалуйста, прими его.
Because Surabhi asked Krishna to forgive him and accept him, Krishna turned to Indra.
Кришна вернулся к Индре.
This is a common theme.
Это обычная вещь.
Kaliya was a very poisonous asura.
Очень ядовитым.
Krishna was about to destroy him.
Кришна был готов уничтожить его.
But when his Krishna's devotees, the Nagapatnis, prayed to Krishna, please forgive him. He's humble now. He wants to surrender to you.
Он хочет предаться тебе. Благодаря этим молитвам жен Кали, которые были преданными,
Krishna accepted Kaliya.
Кришна принял.
And Kaliya became a great devotee.
Калия стал великим преданным.
In fact, sometimes when Garuda is busy doing something,
иногда когда Гаруда занят,
Krishna goes somewhere riding on Kaliya.
Кришна едет куда-то на Калии.
He's become Krishna's own personal carrier.
Он стал личным возничим Кришны.
Because devotees prayed for his deliverance.
Потому что преданные молили его освобождение.
Jagayan Madhai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had his Sudarshan chakra shining above his head, about to sever the heads of these two brothers. But it was the devotee, the original guru Nityananda Prabhu, who prayed, "Please forgive them. Give them bhakti." Lord Chaitanya said, "Because you are dear to Nityananda Prabhu, I forgive you. And I give you pure bhakti. Just chant the holy names and never do these offenses
again."
The mother cow.
Мать корова.
She's not in a very prestigious position.
У нее не очень
prestigious position. Индра
самое престижное положение.
But he humbled himself to beg her for help.
Настолько, чтобы молить ее о помощи.
Due to her prayer,
благодаря ее молитве,
Krishna accepted Indra.
Принял Индру.
Then Indra offered prayers. Krishna wouldn't listen to the prayers until Sarabi
Кришна слушал эти молитвы.
Appealed on his behalf.
До тех пор, пока Сурабхи не обратилась от его имени.
That place in Vrindavan is called Surabhi Kund.
Вриндаване называется Сурабхи Кунд.
Where Sarabi approached Krishna.
Место, где Сурабхи обратилась к Кришне, прося милости для Индры.
Indra presented eloquent Sanskrit prayers.
Индра вознес изысканные санскритские молитвы.
Praising the Lord for his supreme position. Exposing his own ignorance,
указывая на свое собственное невежество,
his own envy,
свою зависть,
anger,
свой гнев,
greed,
жадность,
and ego,
и эго,
and begging forgiveness,
и прося прощения.
Krishna forgave him.
Кришна простил его.
For Krishna, the whole event was simply fun.
Для Кришны все это было просто забавой.
Because actually,
на самом деле,
Indra didn't hurt anybody.
Индра вообще никому не причинил никакого вреда.
We should all be thankful to Indra.
Должны быть все благодарны
Индре. One of the most beautiful pastimes that has ever been performed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the history of all the universe,
в истории всех вселенных,
is Govardhan Puja.
Это Говардхана Пуджа.
And all the Брижабасис, the loving pastimes they all shared with Krishna for those 7 days were highlights of their whole life. They never forgot. They will never forget. Such intimacy. This is Krishna consciousness. Transforming an apparent danger, transforming what may appear to be a curse into something wonderful.
В нечто замечательное.
And we could all do that.
И мы все можем делать то же самое.
If our hearts transform,
наши сердца
and we look for the proper positive opportunity,
мы будем видеть во всем возможность.
We can change difficult situations,
мы будем преобразовывать трудные ситуации
into glorious situations.
В славные ситуации.
Oftentimes emergencies bring devotees together like they've never been united before.
Объединяет преданных так, как они никогда не были объединены раньше, потому что
they're just ordinary. Unfortunately, our tendency is we take each other for granted.
К несчастью, мы не ценим друг друга.
Have you had that experience?
У вас есть такой опыт?
But when there's really an emergency,
когда приходит опасность,
we need each other.
Мы нуждаемся друг в друге.
And then we really appreciate each other.
И тогда мы на самом деле ценим друг друга.
And we really help each other to focus on Krishna.
На самом деле помогаем друг другу.
Because there's no other shelter.
На Кришне, потому что нет у нас никакого другого прибежища.
That is one of the great lessons of Govardhan Puja.
Это один из величайших уроков Гаурадхана Пуджи.
Krishna forgave Indra.
Кришна простил Индру.
And Indra returned to his abode.
И Индра вернулся в свою обитель.
But first, Indra wanted to establish for all the other demigods to see.
Но прежде всего Индра хотел сделать так, чтобы все полубоги увидели, что Кришна настоящий Индра. Индра означает Господь. Индра думал, он Всевышний Господь.
Now I want to establish for everyone that you are the supreme Lord.
Для всех, что ты являешься
you are my Lord and everyone's Lord.
Ты мой Господь. Ты Господь для всех.
So his elephant Airavata brought water from the Akash Ganga, the celestial Ganges of the heavenly worlds,
воду из Акаш Ганги, из
небесной for Ганги, to coronate
планет,
him,
чтобы омыть Кришну, чтобы короновать его, как Господа всех богов.
And there was a beautiful ceremony.
Там была прекрасная церемония.
The rishis,
жены
Ананта-шеша,
Господь Брама, Господь Шива,
the four Kumaras,
и четверо кумаров,
Нарада
Муни,
Ваю and Агни,
и Ваю и Агни,
Сурья,
и Сурья,
all the great rishis,
все великие риши,
they all assembled,
все собрались,
just near Govardhan Hill,
возле холма Говардхан.
And they performed the coronation ceremony.
Surabhi
bathed Krishna with her pure ambrosial milk. Indra performed his abhishek with the Akash Ganga waters. They performed arti with celestial paraphernalia. And Surabhi and Indra proclaimed Krishna's name to be
Govinda. Govinda.
Govinda, one who gives pleasure
тот,
to the earth, to the cows,
земле,
and to the senses. And that place today, where that coronation of Krishna
дни,
is called
Govinda
Kund.
Коронация Кришны называется Говинда Кунда.
The devotees all left with the rishis.
Все девоты ушли.
And the cowherd boys came.
Да пришли мальчики.
And they saw Krishna sitting there.
Увидели Кришну сидящего там.
And then they saw all this paraphernalia.
Все эти божественные
параферналии. Divine chamaras from the heavenly planets and divine
arti
paraphernalia
и другие параферналии.
And they all started in a very playful, joking way. They were offering arti to Krishna and fanning him and doing this and
arti Кришне,
омахивать
его, петь его имена, его славу.
As play.
Ну, как просто игру.
And when the demigods looked down and saw them, how the gopas were worshipping Krishna with their
paraphernalia,
and they saw the innocent, simple, pure love, the totally unmotivated, unconditional love that they had for Krishna in the way they were chanting, in the way they were worshipping him.
В том, как они поклоняются ему, как они воспевают его,
demigods,
все полубоги.
Brahma, Shiva,
и Брама, и Шива,
Narada,
и Нарда,
Indra,
и Индра.
They were all thinking,
все они думали,
we have no real love for Krishna,
у нас нет любви к
Кришне, in comparison
в сравнении
to the cowherd boys.
Этим мальчиками-пастушками.
Their love is so sweet and so pure and
их любовь настолько чиста.
Our love is mixed with so much reverence and formalities and motives. But their love is just purely, freely from the heart. They don't care if Krishna is God or not God. They love Krishna and will give their lives a million times every moment simply because of
Krishna.
Then the older Brijabasis came, Nanda and Yashoda, they heard this too. They asked, where did this magnificent paraphernalia come from?
What's happening?
And Madhu Mangal and some of the other cowherd boys, Subal and
Shridama,
they explained, you won't believe what we just saw. What did you see?
There were
all these unbelievable people worshipping Krishna. Little Gopal.
Поклонялись Кришне, нашему Гопалу. Там был один человек на огромном слоне, и все его тело было покрыто глазами. И он омывал Кришну.
А кто-то
еще стоял, вознося молитвы. У него было пять лиц и пять уст, это Махадев. И мы видели еще кого-то. У него было четыре головы с коронами. И он предлагал арати, молитвы.
And you know what else we saw? A talking cow.
А еще мы видели говорящую корову.
She was talking to Krishna.
Она разговаривала с Кришной.
And the cowherd men were thinking of these children. What do we understand about what they say?
И пастухи думали,
and then Nanda and
Yananda
Yashoda Mai came, and she began to offer the arati, Nanda Maharaj and all of them. And they all proclaimed, Krishna, you are our Indra.
Ты наш Индра.
You are the Lord of our lives.
Ты Господь наших жизней.
The love of our hearts.
Господь наших сердец.
This is a brief summary.
Вот это краткое
of
изложение
Шри Говардхана
Пуджа. Рибо.
Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху, when he was in Vrindavan.
Чайтанья Махапрабху, когда он был в Вриндаване.
He came to Govardhan Hill.
Он пришел к холму Говардхан.
And as soon as he saw the first stone
первый камень
of Shri Giriraj, king of all mountains,
царя всех гор,
Shri Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu,
in the ecstasy of Radharani, ran to that stone and embraced him. Embraced him with so much deep affection and devotion, and his eyes were streaming tears of love. This is described in Shri Chaitanya
Charitamrita.
Because Govardhan,
поскольку
is Krishna.
Говардхан, это сам Кришна.
His body is
его тело,
Krishna's body.
Это тело Кришны.
There is absolutely no difference.
Между ними нет абсолютно никакого различия.
Govardhan Shilas need no prana pratishtas or installations. He's always Krishna.
Шила не нуждаются в пранапратиште, в установке, они всегда являются Кришной. Наши ачарьи предупреждают нас, мы не должны уносить ни одной Говардхана Шилы из
Говардхана,
только Парамахамса, великие преданные, или можем это делать только по приказу благословения ачарьев.
Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху was seeing Krishna's threefold bending form. He was seeing all of Krishna's opulences in each of the shilas of Govardhan Hill.
В каждой шиле Говардхана.
And he did the parikrama of Giriraj. Following in the footsteps of his Param Guru Madhavendra Puri in great ecstasy. And one sannyasi gave as a gift to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a Govardhan Shila. When Lord Chaitanya was living in Sri Puri Dham, he wore that Shila over his heart, around his neck,
привязанный на своей шее.
Кавирадж Госвами tells us that Шила was constantly wet,
что эта Шила была постоянно влажной от слез любви Господа Чайтаньи.
Radha Bhavaduti Subalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. In the mood of Radha's love, he felt Krishna personally in that Шила.
Лично находится.
And sometimes in his deepest moments of divine ecstasy, he would hold Giriraj to his heart. He would hold him to his forehead.
And
he would cry. It was the most precious thing of his life. Was that
Govardhan Shila.
And seeing Raghunath Das Goswami's pure and genuine humility,
His
deep service attitude,
его глубокое
His attachment to the chanting of the holy name, serving the
Vaishnavas,
hearing about Krishna,
служение Вайшнавов, слушание о Кришне,
and His profound austerities.
И его необычайные аскезы.
Raghunath Das Goswami performed
his аскезы
for essentially two reasons.
По двум причинам.
One, he was so humble.
Одна, он был очень смиренен.
He didn't think himself worthy of just taking regular prasad.
Достойно принимать обычный прасад.
He considered it was more befitting to him
считал,
to eat the prasad that was considered old, rotten
prasad,
garbage that the cows would spit
старым,
out.
That was his humility.
And also he performed these severe
также
austerities so that he would not be in any way distracted by any forms of sense pleasure, so that he could focus 100% of his attention on meditating on
Krishna,
Radha and Krishna, through serving the Vaishnavas, through serving the servants of Lord Chaitanya, through hearing about Krishna and through chanting the Holy Name. Seeing the sincerity of Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented to him through Swarup Damodar Goswami that Govardhan Shila and a Gunjamala. And Raghunath Das Goswami was thinking, by giving me this Govardhan Shila, Lord Chaitanya is giving me residence at Govardhan Hill.
Место для проживания
and by presenting to me this Gunjamala,
my
Lord is giving me eternal loving service to
Srimati Radharani.
Raghunath Das Goswami was the most humble
devotee.
He would never even talk to Lord Chaitanya directly. He was always through other people because he felt himself so unworthy. He wouldn't approach Lord Nityananda directly. He would offer obeisances from a distance. Lord Nityananda would go and pick him up. He would offer obeisances from Lord Chaitanya from a distance, and devotees would say, there is Raghunath, and he would pick him up. That was the nature of Raghunath Das
Goswami.
Seeing those qualities, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him eternal residence at Govardhan and made him the Prayojana Acharya of our
Sampradaya.
He taught us the highest perfection of realizing the gopi's love for Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give us that gift. We are hearing Govardhan Lila. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us the opportunity to participate in our spiritual, in our original spiritual bodies, in these unlimited divine pastimes. Srila
Prabhupada,
in his last days, he requested the devotees
просил преданных
to take him on the parikrama,
отвести его на парикраму
of Govardhan Hill.
Вокруг Говардхана.
His body was so emaciated.
Его тело было настолько истощено.
He had lost so much weight.
Он потерял вес так сильно.
The doctor said,
доктора говорили,
to put him on a bullock cart,
посадить его на бычью повозку, увезти вокруг Говардхана.
There's not a possibility that he could survive.
Нет никакой возможности, чтобы он выжил после этого.
He will die.
Он умрет.
Prabhupada said, that will be wonderful.
Prabhupada говорил, о, это замечательно. Я хочу на парикраму вокруг Говардхана. И был диспут между преданными. Некоторые говорили, он хочет ехать, мы должны его взять. Другие говорили, если мы возьмем его, он будет очень болезненно, он умрет.
And Prabhupada's dear god brother Krishnadas Babaji
came to visit Prabhupada.
And Prabhupada, they had a very loving, affectionate relationship. Prabhupada said about those devotees who were trying to dissuade him from going.
He said,
Babaji, you see how much they love
me.
And he decided not to go.
But
just by Prabhupada's will, he did go.
Но просто своей воле он уже поехал.
And most of all, he showed us how dear, how sacred, how important Govardhan Hill is.
Насколько важен и священен Говардхан для всех вайшнавов.
Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill to protect his devotees, to give loving pleasure to his devotees. For the Brijabasis, he protected them from devastation.
He gave them the highest bliss.
For Indra, another devotee, he protected him by smashing his false pride and giving him the higher taste, the bliss of humble devotional service. And to all of us, he lifted the Govardhan Hill to protect us by revealing that he is our only shelter. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught that that shelter of Sri Giriraj, who will always protect, inspire, empower, and enthuse devotees, is within his holy names. Like the Brijabasis. If the Brijabasis just carelessly said, Krishna, if you want to help us, that's all right. Otherwise, you know, we have other things to do. Krishna would not have done that. But they came to Krishna in single-minded, total absorption.
Krishna,
only you can save us.
Krishna, только ты можешь спасти нас.
Krishna, we are yours. Please give me shelter.
Пожалуйста, дай нам
прибежище. That's how every cow, that's how every calf, that's how every Brijabasi turned to Krishna when those rains were falling.
Обращался к Кришне.
And if with that same sincerity we approach Krishna's holy name,
Srimati
Radharani's holy name, Krishna will perform his Govardhan pastime for us also
and protect us
from the onslaughts of material existence. In this spirit,
в этом настроении
very loudly
давайте же
offer our gratitude to Krishna,
произнесем нашу благодарность Кришне, произнося Его имя.
Shri Giriraj Maharaj ki jai, Shri Govardhan Dhari ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Giridhari ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Shri Navadvip Mayapur Dham ki jai, Nam Sankirtan ki jai, Nithai Gau Pramanandi. Thank you very much.
Спасибо вам большое.
When Krishna came out from Govardhan Hill after putting it down, all his friends embraced him, congratulating him.
Well done, well done.
The gopis stood a little distance and just gazed upon him, and he gazed back.
с расстояния. И делая это, они благодарили его из глубины своего сердца. И мать Яшода начала массировать пальчик Кришны, думая, что ему было тяжело. Вот это любовь Вриндавана. Спасибо вам большое.